بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his kalam with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen by reminding us that all praise and all thanks is due only and only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabbul Alameen. He is the creator, the sustainer, the maintainer, the protector of everything that exists. I remind myself and you that ubudiyat, the essence of ubudiyat is shukr. The essence of ibadah is shukr, is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ibrahim, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّا عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah said, the one who thanks me for my bounties, I will increase them. And the one who is ungrateful, let him beware and be warned of my punishment, which is severe. Inna adhabi la shadid. The tragedy of the human condition is that we become aware of what we have only after we lose it. Most people become aware of what they have only when it becomes in the past tense, what they had. And that is what we need to change. We need to be aware of what we have so we can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Because that is the secret also of enjoying what you have. To be aware of it and to be thankful for it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will increase the bounty, Allah knows what he means. But one way in which the bounty is increased is by realizing that we have this bounty. So whether it is health, whether it is knowledge, whether it is influence, whatever the situation might be that Allah has given us, no matter how big, no matter how small, when we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, we become aware of it. When we become aware of it, you enjoy it more because you are now conscious that you have this. Whereas if you take it for granted, then it passes and we don't know. Take this month of Ramadan for example. Those who were aware that they were in Ramadan, they made the effort to reap the maximum benefit that they could take from this month. And Alhamdulillah, this will be beneficial for them. There is a hadith where Rasulullah ﷺ, there were two Sahaba who accepted Islam on the same day. And then some years later, one of them died in a Sariya, in a battle, and he was killed, Shaheed fi sabilillah. And the other one died 1 year later of natural causes. So Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, after the second Sahabi passed away, he saw them both in a dream. And he saw that the second one who passed away of natural causes entering Jannah before the first one. So he was perplexed by this dream. So he came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, it's a strange dream. I saw that these two people, they had accepted Islam on the same day. One of them died Shaheed fi sabilillah, and the other one died 1 year later, and he died of natural causes. He was not killed, he was not Shaheed. But strangely, I saw the second one entering Jannah before the first one. So Rasulullah said, why do you say it is strange? The second one, did he not get one more Ramadan? He got one Ramadan extra from the compared to the first one. Did he not get one more Ramadan? And he said, Allah will give the first one Jannah inshallah, but in terms of deeds and what he earned, this man got one extra Ramadan. Now that is the value of Ramadan al-Kareem. So Ramadan came, we still have one day left, Alhamdulillah. So being thankful means that we make the best of it, we make the most use of it. Being thankful of health means that we maintain that health, we don't ruin it. We don't dig our graves with our teeth. Being thankful for knowledge means that we use this knowledge for beneficial purposes. Being thankful for whatever Allah has given means that we use this and we use it in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted and prescribed. If we are thankful for our wealth, then how can we spend this wealth in a way where Allah has prohibited? That's not thankfulness. Right? It's not thankfulness. If somebody has a fancy car, right? And this person, you ask to borrow the car. If somebody's got a McLaren or something, or Ferrari, and the person's, is your friend, and your friend says, do you want to drive the car? He said, yes, I'd like to drive the car. So sure, take it. Now you take the car, well, how must you drive this car? Here's an expensive car. It's your dream to drive this car. Somebody's giving you the opportunity. So how must you drive this car? Carefully, you must drive it carefully. You must ensure that you follow the rules of the road and so on and so forth. But instead of that, now you take this car and you trash it. You're driving it badly. You take it cross country. You smash it up. Now, is that being thankful? Right? So Allah has given us a life. Allah has given us wealth. Allah has given us, influence, Allah has given us health and so on. Now we take that and we trash it. We take that and we use it for all kinds of haram things that Allah has prohibited us. That is thanklessness. That is the worst of thanklessness. Because if you are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how can you take what Allah has given us and use it in a way which Allah has prohibited? That's completely shameless. I mean, it's disgrace, and it's something that attracts the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So thankfulness is not simply to say thank you. No. Thankfulness is to use it in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed. So Allah gave us a life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us good health. So what must we do? Make sure that you pray on time. Make sure you go to the masjid. Allah didn't paralyze you. So since you can walk, go to the masjid and pray. If Allah had put you in a wheelchair, then you would have had a different story, right? He didn't put you in a wheelchair. He gave you two legs and you can walk. So walk. That is the whole idea of being conscious of what Allah has given us, the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I still remember, I'll remind myself this again and again. Taqi somewhere, where is Taqi? Adari. Taqi and I used to go walking together, right? And we would go do the outer circle of KBR, Chiran Palace. And we were on the way back, we would come up and there is a long flight of stairs from there. Long flight of stairs. Taqi and I used to race up that flight of stairs. And every time he would let me win. Right? Because I don't think I won honestly. But anyway, he let me win. But I used to race up that flight of stairs. Now, how old are you? 47. He's 47, I am 63. So I am like 15 years older than him. Right? And we used to both race up the stairs. Today I can still do that one time. After that there will be no more racing, right? So the point is that, Alhamdulillah, if Allah has given you the strength and so on and so forth, now I remember, I said, oh, I used to do that. Now my knees and so on and so forth and my back, I have to be careful. I can't try those things again. But the point is that, when you have it, are you thankful for it? That is the issue. I hope I was thankful for it when I had it, but I'm just saying that this is something to remind yourself about. Today I have glasses. If I take off my glasses, sometimes when we have our classes here, you have the men sitting here and you have the women sitting at the back. And one day somebody said to me, you know, these women are sitting there in the back and all of them are in hijab and so on. I mean, nobody is there without hijab. But so they said, you know, some of them don't have niqab. So I said, first of all, niqab is not fard. And secondly, as far as I am concerned, it doesn't matter because without my glasses, I can't see them anyway. So it's... So without my glasses, I can neither read both my visions are... But alhamdulillah, with the glasses, it's perfect. So I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, Allah gave me glasses. But for decades, I never had any glasses. Right? So the point I'm making is that to be thankful means to be thankful for what Allah has given us while we still have it. And to use it only for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed me to use it. The thing which we goof up the most about is in terms of money. So Allah has given us money, so we end up spending that money in ways and in places where we have no business to do that. That is something to watch very carefully. Because Allah has given you money, He didn't give you the money to spend it in haram activities. He didn't give you the money to do israf with. He didn't give you the money to spend in ostentatious things, in showing off, right? In overindulging. By all means, live well, live comfortably, and so forth. But there's a difference between living comfortably and going over the top. There's an issue of spending money in the right places, not money for... in places which are not permissible. That's where the maximum problem happens. Now think about that. Instead of giving you the money, Allah could have put you in a situation where you had no spare cash. So you could not have, you couldn't have done any of this. Would you have liked that? How would you like to be in that situation? Not very much, right? Somebody sent me a question. One long list of things. I have this money and then I did this trade and I got something else and that money in between, about 9 months has passed over it, not 12, and the rest of it and 12 months have passed. One long list. And what is the ruling on this as far as zakat is concerned? I said, I don't give rulings, but I'll ask you a question. My question is, do you want to be somebody who pays zakat or do you want to be somebody who receives zakat? As simple as that. Right? So if you want to remain somebody who pays zakat, I said, shut your mouth and pay whatever is the amount in your bank today, pay zakat on that. Don't worry about how many months and this and that. All these calculations, leave it. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are so reluctant to pay zakat, then Allah will make your dua come true, which is, I don't want to pay zakat. No problem. I will convert you into somebody who is now eligible to receive zakat. You will not need to pay zakat. How would you like that? Do you want to be someone who is eligible to receive zakat? So stop fooling around with what Allah has given. Allah did not give you the money for you to do these fancy calculations in order to try to avoid paying zakat. So it's very important for us to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to remember that being thankful means to be conscious of what Allah has given us and thank Him. And to use it only for the purpose that He gave it to us for. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the guarantee for success inshallah in this world and the next. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.